made simple. Today we will be looking at a passage from Shakespeare's famous play, Hamlet. Now, Hamlet is a story of a young Danish prince who learns from a ghost that his uncle murdered his father to gain the crown. This passage is part of a famous soliloquy from the third act. A soliloquy is basically a long speech that an actor makes to himself. Let's take a look and see if you understand what you hear. To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing them, end them. To die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep we say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. Wow. If you're like most people in this day and age, then that passage probably didn't make any sense. So let's see if we can break it down into modern English. Now, would I rather live or die? If I die, then I will no longer have to deal with this tough stuff in life. It's basically like sleeping anyways. But if it's like sleeping, then I'll probably dream. And that is a problem because you never know what you might start dreaming about. Maybe that's why people choose to keep on living. Hopefully that modern translation makes a little more sense to you, and I hope that you now understand a little bit more about the character of Hamlet. I encourage you to keep reading the story and see what happens in the end. That's all I have for you on Hamlet. Tune in next time to hear a little bit more about some of Shakespeare's famous sonnets. Thanks for listening to Shakespeare Made Simple.